Promoting peaceful coexistence between all members of the human family. That insight was at the heart of Pope Benedict's meeting on Thursday with 22 leaders of Cameroon's Muslim community on the third day of his pastoral visit to Africa. While Catholics make up just over a quarter of the population of Cameroon, Muslims represent around 22%. In his brief meeting with the Muslim leaders, Pope Benedict said the positive interfaith cooperation in their country could be an example for other countries in the region. Returning to a favourite theme for such interreligious encounters, the Pope spoke of the fruitful relationship between faith and reason.
My friends, I believe a particularly urgent task of religion today is to unveil the vast potential of human reason, which is itself God's gift and which is elevated by revelation and faith. Belief in the one God, far from stunting our capacity to understand ourselves and the world, broadens it. Far from setting us against the world, it commits us to it. We are called to help others see the subtle traces and mysterious presence of God in the world, which He has marvelously created and continually sustains with His ineffable and all-embracing love. This insight prompts us to seek all that is right and just, to step outside the restricted sphere of our own self-interest and act for the good of others. Genuine religion thus widens the horizon of human understanding and stands at the base of any authentically human culture. It rejects all forms of violence and totalitarianism, not only on principles of faith, but also of right reason. Indeed, religion and reason mutually reinforce one another, since religion is purified and structured by reason, and the reason's full potential is unleashed by revelation and faith.
Pope Benedict speaking there to Muslim leaders in Cameroon on Thursday. The main event of the Pope's morning in the capital Yaoundé, however, was a mass celebrated in an open-air stadium, attended by President Paul Biya and a crowd of around 40,000 enthusiastic people who had come to see the Pope present guidelines for the forthcoming Synod on Africa to church leaders from right across the continent. Our correspondent in Yaoundé, Festus Tarawali, reports.
Solemn, colourful, lively, participatory and inclusive. These are just some of the adjectives that best describe the High Mass on a sunny Thursday morning at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium here in Yaoundé. Thousands of faithful began heading to the sports complex in the early hours of the morning, while tens of thousands of others lined the streets leading to the stadium, waving and shouting with joy as Pope Benedict made his way to the venue. The event was the high point of the Pope's coming to this country. Cardinals, bishops, priests, religious and the lay faithful have all come to Yaoundé to join the Holy Father in launching a new era in the Church in Africa at the Service to Reconciliation, Justice and Peace, which is the theme of the Second African Synod and the reason for the celebration of Thursday morning. The Church in Africa is trying to come to terms with the numerous problems facing it, such as conflicts, poverty, hunger and the abuse of power and corruption. The Church also has a daunting task in trying to make itself more relevant and more attentive to the challenges of evangelization in a continuously globalized world. Little wonder then that the Pope precisely touched on some of these issues in his homily.
Just as on other continents, the family today in your country and across Africa is experiencing a difficult time. But fidelity to God will help see it through. Certain values of the traditional life have been overturned. Relationships between different generations have evolved in a way that no longer favors the transmission of accumulated knowledge and inherited wisdom. Too often, we witness a rural exodus, not unlike that known in many other periods of human history. The quality of family ties is deeply affected by this. Uprooted and fragile members of the younger generation, who often, sadly, are without gainful employment, seek to cure their pain by living in ephemeral man-made paradises, which we know will never guarantee the human being a deep, abiding happiness.
The Pope exhorted the people of Africa to trust in God and not to be carried away by false glories and false ideals, but to recognize the true author of life.
Cher Frédéric Episcopat, président des conférences épiscopales nationales et régionales d'Afrique et de Madagascar.
The second part of the celebration saw the presentation of the Instrumentum Laboris to the bishops of Africa. The Instrumentum Laboris contains a summary of the responses to the questionnaire in the lineamenta or framework document that was submitted to the 32 episcopal conferences, as well as to those of the 25 departments of the Roman Curia and the Union of Superiors General after its publication in 2006. After his address to the bishops, the Pope handed the document to the representatives of the national, regional, and continental bishops' conferences of Africa. There was more singing and jubilation as he waved and blessed the participants on his exit from the stadium in the company of Cameroon's President Paul Biya and his family. With the Pope in Yaoundé, I am Festus Tarawali.
Later on Thursday, Pope Benedict went to visit a centre for the care and rehabilitation of young handicapped people. Named after the Canadian Cardinal Paul-Émile Léger, who worked as a missionary in Africa and founded the centre in the early 1970s, this national institute is now run by the state under the direction of Grace Fomulu. She told our correspondent Festus about preparations that have been going on for this important papal visit.
There has been a serious preparation that has involved all the levels of my hierarchy. That is the Ministry of Social Affairs, that is the mother ministry in charge of this institution, the level of the other ministries who are helping us as partners, and the highest hierarchy, which is the presidency. A lot has been done concerning the chapel, the seats, and the preparation of the patients from within and without, because we also have patients here who come from neighboring countries because of the sub-regional status of this institution. So we receive patients from the region who are also hospitalized here, and they have not been left out. We have also prepared the dressing, the feeding of all the patients that will be received here, and I think the security of the state also has put in place a lot of various levels of security to make sure that everything is in place.
And what services do you provide to the sick people that you have in the center?
Well, since the creation of this institution in 1971 by late Cardinal Émile Léger, its mission initially was that of eradicating polio with children. When this virus was eradicated, thanks to the able efforts of the Ministry of Public Health, the institution opened its doors to other pathologies, and a majority amongst this is congenital malformed children. We have accident cases, either they are job or, job related, or accidents, road traffic accidents. And when they come here, we do elective surgery, which is we do it from time to time, but the center has as a primary mission that of re-education and reinsertion of the patients after treatment.
Festus Tarawali talking to Grace Fomulu, director of the National Institute for the Rehabilitation of the Handicapped in Cameroon.